Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, I saw a clip of an interview with the MyPillow guy, Pillow Man, you know, Pillow Man, Mike Lindell, Pillow Man. This guy, you know, when I first saw his advertisement, that's kind of neat, you know, special kind of pillow. That's great. He's Pillow Man. This guy is certifiable Trump nuts. He really is. He's the guy that was talking about he's a true believer of Trump. He is the guy who suggested a militia takeover, that martial law. It's kind of like General Flynn had suggested that. What do they think this is? This is not a banana republic. This is not Asia. This is not a jihadist culture. We're not Africa. We're not putting up with this stuff. But Pillow Man, Mike Lindell, was giving an interview with Newsmax. Now, Newsmax is the outfit that's taken a lot of viewers away from Fox. They are unbelievably full frontal Trump. Conspiracy theories the whole bit. And they got deep into the weeds about how allegedly Dominion was their voting machines were rigged and all this. And then they got sued. They got sued because Dominion is a reputable company. It provided fair voting machines that were certified and inspected. And the irony is they largely did them in rural areas that Trump won. The urban areas where Trump lost were not Dominion. And yet Trump pulled that name right out of the blue. For the hell of it, it's the only name he heard. He stuck it to him. They said, you're not sticking it to us. They were losing other clients. They sue him. So Newsmax hired lawyers. And they go, oh my God, we've got to watch this. Well, Lindell goes on. I watched this clip because I don't watch that station. And Lindell goes on. And they ask him a question about cancel culture or some right-wing thing. And he goes full frontal voting machine. And they're saying, oh my God, you know, this guy, if we even agree with the guy, we're toast. So, sir, we don't want to talk about that. And then they read this really lame legal statement that somebody gave them, like, we at Newsmax have no reason to believe that this was, it was all legalese. It was all out of bull. And he's shouting at him. And he has this mustache. He looks like something really out of Berlin in the 30s. The guy, finally, the anchor stalks off the set and leaves him to rave.
That was my favorite part, Matt. That was my favorite part. The anchor just got up out of his chair and was like, I'm leaving. He's like, I've read the statement twice. I'm not stopping Mike Lindell from saying it anymore. I'm leaving. And he just got up and walked off the set.
Yeah, he's going, I don't want the lawyers to get me fired here. And he runs off. It was great. Go to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Pizza Box Mike, my fellow host. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box?
Well, how do you like this, the new formation of the Republican Party, where they're all going to coalesce around Miss Green? Yeah, they're sick. I don't see this getting any better. I really don't. I mean, these are no-brainer issues about violations of the law, of the Constitution, and treason, and they're going to get away with it. It's just going to continue. This Trump stuff isn't going to stop. I mean, really? I mean, it makes you feel sick.
But Pizza Box, here's the good news. And I'm looking forward to Pizza Box Mike, by the way, is a fellow host of mine. He has a noon program, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box, noon on Saturdays. It's a must listen to. It's terrific. And Pizza Box, I know you're going to pick up on some of these themes, but my view of it is this, that the Republican Party is going to split before that happens. You cannot have the business community in bed with QAnon for a simple reason. You can't have violence and still have rational capitalism. You can't have it. The kind of capitalism we want has to have a safety net. It has to have rules. It has to have enforcement of antitrust and things like securities laws, insider trading, environmental, and all that. But it's a system that's worked, and it's the only one that's worked well. QAnon just busts all that, just busts it. So when you have somebody say, let's put a bullet in the Speaker of the House, let's hang Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're out of there. They're out of there. So there's either going to be two Republican parties, one with a different name, and that's going to bust it for them, or they're going to squeeze the hacks and the nuts out, and they're going to have their own little party. But Pizza Box, looking forward to your show on Saturday. Thanks for calling in. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, I was chuckling when you were talking about the Pillow Man. Do you realize between Newsmax and Fox and Friends, SNL has so much material it can go on forever. They, if you want to watch comedy, watch those two stations. They pull stuff out of the air. They kind of have the wheel of fantasy every night. Let's talk about the people storming the unrest coming towards our southern border. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. They can't focus on a lot. And when they get to impeachment, they said, well, it's not the Constitution. I'll tell you what, if you committed treason, there is no limit just because it's, you've left office that you can't be prosecuted for treason. But I really enjoy watching these, what I call counterculture stations, because I'm amused at what they come up with. And Pillow Man, my God, he could have a full-time position on Saturday Night Live. Thank you. I appreciate what you're bringing.
Well, and he may, you know, some people have made their fortunes on SNL by impersonating people. Bill Clinton, you know, that kind of, the people that impersonated them, Sarah Palin was the main one. The impersonation was unbelievable. You're absolutely right, Saturday, but, you know, it would be funny if it wasn't so tragic, because you're a Pillow Man. You know, here's a guy who founded a company that's not easy to do. He obviously has a product, and somehow he's so nuts about politics that he's talking about martial law, and he's hanging with Trump to the end, and he can't even give an interview to Newsmax. I mean, Newsmax, you know, that should be a no-brainer. That should be falling off a log. He should have been able to build himself back up on that by talking about cancel culture or whatever they want to talk about, and sneaking in a good commercial for MyPillow. He didn't do that. He just went nuts, frothing at the mouth. I have never seen, Bill, ever seen an anchor walk off the set in the middle of an interview. I never have. It just doesn't happen. And they just were afraid of that lawsuit by Dominion. And so I think, I mean, it is funny if it weren't so sad. But I think, you know, and apropos what Pizza Box Mike called in before you, and what you're saying now is, where does the Republican Party go from here? And there's an ominous sign for them. And the ominous sign for them is that online, on Facebook and a lot of other social media, a lot of these supporters are now talking about a Patriot Party, because Trump made the mistake of suggesting that he might form a Patriot Party. It sounds great to shoot off your mouth, but you do that and the Republican Party's dead, because then there'll be a choice between Democrats, Republicans, and Patriots, and the Democrats win. It's a foolish thing for the Republicans to do. What they've got to do is expel the Marjorie Taylor Greens. That's low-hanging fruit. I mean, it's not just Trump. It's shooting the speaker, hanging the former president and the former presidential nominee, the Democrats, and saying that the killing of first graders at Sandy Hook was somehow, you know, a false flag or didn't happen, and at Parkland and out in Las Vegas and everywhere else. That's low-hanging fruit. Even Mitch McConnell realizes that. Even Karl Rove realizes that. But as some of these other characters like Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, and Cruz, and Hawley and Marco Rubio are too stupid or chicken to see it, that's going to break up the Republican Party. So, Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. Matt Flynn Direct's going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place, with more breaking news and history in the making. In the meantime, we have a great, great syndicated programming today. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Robinson, the whole schmear. Saturday, a lot of good programming. Pizza Box Mike, thinking outside the pizza box. You're going to hear some very controversial things from Pizza Box Mike. So that's it for today. Signing off. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.